We still don't have an... Oh, we got an intro song.
We do have an intro song.
You want to do the welcome maybe, or...
Sure, but, you know, we could just do like a... Maybe we do a cold open on a... You know, if one of us has a hilarious gag right before and then we cut to this...
yeah, or we can even...
theme song.
If we can't even think of something, it could just be like from the podcast, like a clip.
Yes. A completely out of context. No, I was setting you up for your hilarious joke for the song to play. No, I think we should, neither of us should be funny this episode.
You knew. You saw me thinking for a second. You're like, nah, forget it.
The most serious thing you can think of right now. Do the opposite of a joke. But it's not like a real sad fact. Like a dramatic reading.
I really thought of the Holocaust when you said that. Yes.
No, yeah. Not a make-believe fact like the Holocaust.
No,
either.
Don't go. Oh, shit. Oh, do we got to talk about Chappelle? No.
I didn't watch it. We don't have to.
Oh, man.
It.
I am curious what you think. I bet
I
you
watch it.
I bet you don't care though. He just makes Jewish jokes.
Yeah.
That's it. And every
Yeah.
We're allowed to joke. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, Elon
we're a comedian,
Musk
comedian, so it doesn't yeah.
Elon Musk legalized comedy, so we're good.
Anyway,
Well, yeah, do you have some issue with our hero Elon Musk? I mean,
actually, no, I don't. But I get annoyed by the same debate that everyone in the world has. That's what kind of makes me be like, you know, I don't know. Like people listen to whatever pundit, they listen to Tucker Carlson, or they listen to what's a left wing pundit,
Robert Reich. I don't
know,
he's always on Twitter. He's like this 3 foot tall dude who does TikTok dances. He's an old white man.
I was gonna say Sam Cedar or like a YouTuber, I guess.
Oh, okay. But I don't watch a left wing YouTube. It seems like it would be right down your alley.
Yeah, I listen to.
I mean, I agree politically with that. I just don't watch YouTube anything.
No, I mean, actually, Sam Cedar annoys me because he's so boring, and he also did a stupid publicity stunt. Yeah, I mean, but that's the point. Is I hate all these people.
Okay.
And when I hear people just saying what I know, I don't know. You watch late night TV and then you watch this and then you watch a stand up comedian and then your friend says the same thing for the 12th time to you. And it's like,
yes.
Shut up. Like, who gives a fuck about Twitter? I mean, I know Trump used Twitter to get elected, but I'm also still annoyed that people act like it's so important.
That's a great point you make. It's dumb that we're letting just Elon Musk totally control this conversation by doing stupid shit like, wow, now he commented on a Kyle Rittenhouse tweet. Who cares?
Right. That's what it is. Yeah. Thank you. It's who cares? It's
who
like,
fucking cares?
Why are we paying attention? Or we can pay attention to that and laugh at it, but why are people getting so wound up about and like, oh, the world's ending because Elon Musk bought Twitter?
Right.
I mean,
we just haven't.
It's actually fascinating because it was such a stupid purchase. And it seems like his dumbest business move. Like, even if I'm on his side, it's like.
Right. For sure.
Nobody is on Twitter. Really?
For sure. And he made it's a dumb investment, but also, who cares? He's got so much money to burn. And now he's just able to completely dominate the national conversation. It's all everyone's talking about him all the time now. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'm the one that brought him up originally, but still, it's like, what did you say that made me
No, I brought it up originally about Elon Musk.
He legalized
comedy.
Yeah.
So
like,
that's why I'm on
his
side.
Him buying Twitter has anything to do with anything regarding free speech or comedy.
Right.
You know?
Well, you did see him say that, right?
Doesn't. Huh?
You did see him actually say that comedy's now legal on Twitter or something like that. basically.
Yeah, but that in that context, that does make sense because he's on Twitter saying something about Twitter. But the rest of us shouldn't give a fuck, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, Twitter. I left Twitter because I did. I would say things that were innocuous and then people would be like.
What? Like what? Like the N-word?
Exactly. You know what? This was maybe Facebook, actually, now that I think about it. But it was on social media.
Logan never said anything even close to that.
No, definitely.
The N-word.
Is that not clear?
It was. I just wanted to definitely double down. Not. If there's anything that we have to try and make even more clear, it's probably that.
I guess. I said honestly, in 2016, we were having a big debate about immigrants. Magically, no one ever talks about that ever. That problem never got fixed.
Immigration?
Yeah. Illegal immigration. And I said the only thing that's going to save illegal immigrants and their families is amnesty. And no one has the balls, no one on either side. The Democrats are supposed to be fighting for immigrants, and no one's bringing up amnesty. And we gave amnesty to Cubans. But we can't give them to Mexicans.
Just open the border to Mexico.
I'm just saying. No, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
like how it used to be between Canada. But my point is, I made this statement. Now, would you say I'm being in support of undocumented workers or against them with what I just said?
Supporting them.
Right. But someone came at me. Well, maybe if we stopped calling them illegal immigrants, then the whole conversation would change. Dude, everything is so backed up. Everything is so loaded. Everything is such a buzzword. And you've got to have such an argument about every little word that's spoken.
Absolutely.
It drives me insane. And so, yeah, on Twitter, it does suck. And I get why, from a CEO and a marketing standpoint, he needs to say, like, hey, we can all joke again on Twitter. But also, who gives a fuck? No one's on Twitter. You know, I guess that's why it annoys me. Like, he's not a hero either, but he's also not bad. It's just like a rich guy bought a company that no one uses.
Yeah, and he's dominating the national conversation with it. Ugh. Anyway, follow our Twitter account, the Striptease podcast, at the Striptease podcast. Do we have one yet?
No.
No, we've been striking until Elon Musk bought the company. But now that he has, we can finally start.
And be verified.
We can finally start using Twitter. Yes, we could be verified.
I will, honestly, now that we're on this subject, I will start using Twitter again much more, especially if it turns into, because he mentioned, or maybe I saw a headline, it's going to be like a video platform like YouTube. Although, maybe it'll be different, I don't know, but
I don't know how the hell that's going to work.
Either way, I'll put my videos on there. Big announcement. It's like, so click of a button. All right.
All right. Welcome to the Striptease podcast, everyone. My name is C-Dog.
Great cold open, by the way.
I know, right? I know. We nailed it.
10 minutes
I told
long.
You. One tight, real funny quip. And we're into the podcast. I'm C-Dog.
I'm L Dog,
and welcome to the Dog Pound.
Yeah, like AKA the Striptease Podcast.
If you're a dog, this is what I don't get. Snoop Dogg's all about being a dog, and the Dog Pound. It sounds cool.
Well,
but
he's a lion now, so I don't know who talking about.
You're right, Snoop Lion. I forgot. Well, he went back to dog now. I think
he did. That's just when he does. I think that's just when he does.
It's just when
reggae.
He did reggae. Yeah. But if you're a dog and your whole thing is also Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound, that's a jail for a dog. Why would you like, I'm fucking a dog and this is where me and my crew hang out in dog jail. All
right. This is going to sound really dorky because I should know this. That was my time when Snoop Dogg was big. Is his record label called Dog Pound, or where's Dog Pound coming?
He always talked about the Dog Pound.
Oh, I guess. I always
Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound. I think it was like two other guys who would rap with him, like his one of his cousin.
Gotcha.
But, you know, being the Dog Pound.
Yeah, you should. The Dog House. But see, the Dog House sounds like your wife is mad at you.
It's true. Oh, that was a duo, the Dog Pound. Yeah, it was Corrupt and Daz Dillinger. And they would always rap with Snoop. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Snoop Dogg. But we're like, you know, it's kind of a tough, cool guy thing to say when you're talking about, yeah, we're dogs, and this is the Dog Pound.
Right. Welcome to the Dog Pound.
Yeah.
We're all going to be euthanized.
Exactly. we need a shelter, parents. Please, anyone, this poor dog.
Please take
down.
Me home with you.
It's just that. It's just Corrupt. Just like, looking all sad right. in a corner. Oh, God. I mean, come on. We can't save all the dogs all the time. And it's sad. And it sucks.
Yeah, I love dogs so much.
We all love dogs. We all love a lot of animals that are being wiped off the face of the earth. We That's just right. don't see them. No one's posting pictures like, hey, this chimpanzee's going to die tomorrow if we don't stop, if we don't find, you know, stop deforestation.
We don't find an owner for this chimpanzee.
We don't stop deforestation. That's what I was trying to say.
Right.
You don't see that picture of that chimpanzee being looking all sad.
Or the capybara.
Right.
I find these videos. I love capybaras.
You watch them die?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. No, they're cute. And
what is a capybara?
It's the biggest rodent. It just looks like a giant guinea pig that's like the size of a dog. And they really seem to kind of act like a dog, too.
Really?
Well, sort of. You know, you pet it and it wants to. It'll come up to you and want to be pet. And
yeah?
It doesn't bark, but it goes meow, meow, or something like that. Like it makes some squeak.
It sounds like a cat.
Lately, nah. It's its own thing. It's like a squeaky
okay.
rodent sound.
Yeah.
I'm on a big marmot kick lately with videos.
When you say you're on a big marmot kick, what does that entail?
Watching people pet marmots like in the Himalayas, I guess.
Wild marmots?
Yeah, dude.
And they just walk up. They must be like...
I got to show you this shit. It's fucking awesome.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, hey, this is Cornell doing a little post-production work here. This part was a little confusing during the recording because Logan got so excited about the videos he watches of people petting marmots that he decided to completely abandon his microphone and ran over to his iMac to show me the videos as well. You can't really hear what he's saying, but he is just heaping praise upon marmots as he's showing me video after video of people petting these wild animals, which is pretty cute, also probably pretty dangerous. I don't think you're supposed to interact with wild animals. Kind of kills
God.
Them, right?
What?
But
you can just pick them up?
Yeah, you can just pick them up, and they're very cute.
It's
so
like a fat, it's like a beaver with a little tail.
See, you can hear Logan's excited, but his microphone's nowhere near him, so it's like, what do you can't really have a conversation on a podcast when one person's 20 feet away from their microphone fawning on
That's
drooling over how cute a marmot is.
They look just like a beaver with no front teeth or tail. Yeah. Or like a regular tail.
Yeah, they do look just like a beaver with no front teeth and a regular tail.
Have you seen a video of a baby beaver?
Okay, Logan's remembered. We're on a podcast.
Yes.
He's back on
yes,
his microphone, so please enjoy the rest of the
you
episode.
You watch a lot of animal videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, marmots are number one.
I guess so.
What are the top five animals on YouTube that people can look up right now?
It's funny. I actually go through phases. So right now, I guess it's whatever YouTube feeds me, whatever cute animal. But right now, I'm
yeah, you
just
think it's your
marmots.
Own phase.
Yeah.
YouTube's dictating which animal you're watching.
All right. But koalas, for sure.
Obviously.
Might be the top one. Let's see.
But they're kind of – koalas are kind of the dumbest –
Yeah, that's so sad to know that they're so dumb.
They're so dumb. Their bodies were designed very poorly.
Yeah, but that's kind of makes them cute. They're so not dangerous. Same with the marmot.
But
like,
they don't
when
do
you're out,
anything.
When you're out in the wild and you see a koala, you're not scared. Even if it chases you, you,
no,
can, like,
it's sleeping.
You can like jog away.
A koala's not going to chase you. They're so slow and they sleep all day.
Well, speaking of which, other animal that's terrible and slow and like poorly built but adorable, sloths.
Sure, okay, koalas, sloths.
Should I say marmots? No.
Marmots aren't top five?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going into this kick. Okay.
Seals. I kind of group seals and sea lions. They're very similar, but my God, they're the coolest, cutest animals. You know what? Dog has to be in there. Dogs and cats. And then marmots, maybe number six or something.
Okay.
No, capybara.
Uh-oh.
Man, I'm such an animal nerd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check these animals out, folks. They're cute.
All right. Now we know. Look, I was thinking as I was coming over here, if you had to get three tattoos on your face, what tattoos do you think you would get? You have to get three.
On my face.
Yeah. And then I get it. Well, I have an idea for one.
Well,
for you.
Luckily, I work in. I'm trying to think. What would it affect? Well, I work in showbiz, so it's not like it.
It's not going to affect anything.
Oh, you know what, though? I act, so it would affect that.
I just want to know art-wise what you would just pick. If you had free range.
I kind of want a tear. What?
Okay. Wow, really going out on a limb there with face tattoos. A single tear for that guy murdered.
Or something maybe in the place that would look like a tear, but if you look closely, it's like something else.
What if you put a tear over your eyebrow upside down, like it's going up your face? Or like you're hanging in your head upside down and tears are streaming up your forehead?
That's a really good creative idea, but it's your idea.
I know no one probably has that tattoo. Maybe somebody does. Has anyone ever cried that way? With their head upside down? Yes.
Just Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, of course. Of course. But I was thinking like, oh, someone stuck on a roller coaster upside down. they're crying that way too.
Yeah, they've probably also thrown up on their own eyeballs. Think about it.
I don't know. If you're hanging upside down long enough, do you think it makes you throw up? I guess.
Just out of being freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. You're right. But I guess it would have to be. Yeah, it would be the side of your eye. It would go down the sides of your forehead.
Right.
And then into your hair.
You know what I would do? Three tattoos? I would have teardrops coming out of my eyes.
Multiple.
Yeah, teardrops coming out of my nostrils.
Oh,
which are
yes.
Actually boogers. Snot drops.
Yeah.
And teardrops coming out of my
mouth.
Yeah, I couldn't decide mouth or ears. I'm only limited to three.
Yeah, no, I think mouth, but you don't make it just like single teardrops. You make it look like a thing of slobber.
Right.
You know, like a big puddle coming
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
that's pretty
what I
cool.
Yeah, it would look so cool. Get all the chicks.
All right. Well, now we know.
What would you get?
I would get, the first thing I was thinking is a donkey with its butt faced towards you, you know?
Okay.
So the butt's prominent, like a jackass, I guess, type of thing. Because that's what a donkey
an
is.
An ass's ass?
Yeah, an ass's ass.
Okay.
Donkey's not a jackass. Is that the same animal, jackass?
I thought it was, but I know that a mule is different than a donkey, so I don't... You see.
Maybe it's a mule and a donkey's baby is a jackass.
I think mules are sterile. A mule is a donkey and a horse.
Right.
Hybrid.
Right. Which lucky donkey, poor horse. Right? That's who you get a mate with?
Well, is the donkey the female? Maybe that would... hurt.
Yeah, but you're going out on top. You know what I mean? You fucked a horse. What a way to go out.
And now you've got to give birth to a horse sized yeah. baby.
It's worth it. If you could.
All right. You want to fuck a horse? I get it.
If I was a female donkey, a heterosexual female donkey, that is, I don't know how all donkeys identify, and I don't want to exclude any, except for in this example. If I'm a heterosexual female donkey.
Right.
Or if I'm a gay female donkey, if I'm a lesbian female donkey and I want to hook up with someone, but it's, I guess, not a big of a deal if I could hook up with a female horse. Because there's not less chance of getting injured.
Now, why is it good from a donkey's point of view to get with a horse? Why is the horse hotter than another donkey?
You don't have you seen a donkey?
That's your argument? What, you don't think so? No, no. I lay it out. What's the difference that you think makes them hotter?
Okay. Okay, what exactly makes a horse hotter than a donkey?
Because I have a follow-up question, but yeah, I want to hear why.
Okay. Well, so you're just asking to try and set me up, but I'm still going to answer honestly.
Yep.
Horses are really more annoying. They're more muscle definition.
Uh-huh.
Their coats are shinier.
Okay.
They don't have a long face.
Okay.
I guess they do have.
Wow, this is a better setup than I thought.
Donkeys look stupid.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe. I don't know if they look as a mule. Donkeys are cuter than a mule.
Donkeys always look like they're smiling. I think they actually don't look that stupid.
But they're not beautiful.
Oh, Cornell. No one said that. That's another cute animal, actually, is a donkey.
Cute. Sure. Not beautiful.
Not quite as graceful as a horse.
Horses are a rare animal described as beautiful. Right? And they're bred to be as beautiful as possible. Right?
You're right, and I see that now, but when I was younger, I have to say, that always bugged me that people were like, oh, horses are so beautiful, because when I was a kid, we went horseback riding, and I liked it, and I like horses fine, but they're shit machines.
Yeah.
And when you're...
Oh, so everyone when you're shits riding, isn't beautiful, Logan?
It just shits anywhere, anytime, like a giant pile of shit out of its big butt.
Yeah.
It has big butt cheeks that you're staring at when
you're
riding a trail in a line. It's like, this is the grossest animal ever. Like, I can see its butthole extrude to, like, dump the shit out.
Logan.
And people are like, oh, they're so gorgeous. What a pretty animal. Oh, I just want... And it's all
women,
too.
Newsflash, Logan. Cindy Crawford shits, too, okay? Is she disgusting, too?
She doesn't shit in the middle of an interview. In the middle of me writing her.
No, oh, my God. No, they do shit all the time, but that's how beautiful they are. Even you can excuse it. You can look past the shitting. Centaurs, unicorns, Pegasus. We're horny for horses.
I never thought of those, any of those things in a sexual way, really.
Wow, Logan. Wow. Welcome to the Vanilla Podcast. Jeez Louise. All right, Mitt Romney, you got your never nude underwear on too? You've never thought a Pegasus is beautiful?
Yeah, but not sexual.
Well, what do you want to do with something that's beautiful? Talk to
enjoy
it?
Enjoy it, look at it, and enjoy it?
Oh, you want to beat off while looking at it?
No.
No, no, no.
Is that what you do to the Mona Lisa?
I don't think Mona Lisa's beautiful. I want to throw soup all over that thing.
Good point, actually. It's so weird how famous that one mediocre portrait is.
I don't know if there's other Leonardo da Vinci paintings out there like that. But da Vinci's, you know.
It's more the story behind it.
It's just da Vinci. He's a genius.
Yeah, but that's...
You're right. You're right, though. It's more the man than the actual product.
Yeah, it's more the story behind it. And it got stolen, like, in the 20s or something, which makes it even cooler.
Right.
Put back.
Right.
That's kind of funny. You steal something like that, and you're like, oh, we're going to be rich. And then the whole world knows that the painting's missing, and it's like, we can't do anything with this.
Right.
Let's just put it back, I guess.
Right. Yeah, but... sad news is I think they just found some old writings of Leonardo da Vinci. And
what?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to Shines a hard fist with a straight face. Yeah, it turns out he didn't think there should ever be a black Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's the same as the Elon thing. It's like, who cares? Anyway.
he said no matter what, in this writing to his friend, he said if the Little Mermaid is anything but white, then throw tomato soup on the Mona Lisa and pretend it's a climate activist thing. And so it's been a long time coming, and now he got canceled for it, so we can't appreciate his work anymore.
It's too bad.
They take the great ones, all the geniuses, Da Vinci, Bill Murray. Are we just going to forget about that? He kind of disappeared, Bill Murray. Which is a good, I guess, beyond addressing your inherent problems you have with harassing people or whatever. I don't know.
What was his big thing? He was just a dick to people?
He's a creep.
Oh, I really thought it was he was mean.
No, it was like creepy stuff. I guess there's a report about, or someone came out of like some sexual misconduct thing he did on set for a woman. And then other people have come out and said he was creepy. And there's like people are just pointing out his history of creepiness.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that really flew under my radar, I guess. Because we even talked about it at the shop, and we were focusing on all the stories of him being really cruel to people, like behind the scenes of like SNL and stuff. But I didn't even know he was a creep.
Yeah.
I guess that totally.
Well, there's that interview he did with Gina Davis that was going around where she was like, he was like being handsy with her or something like that. Kind of being charisma. I mean, that's kind of the guy he always has been.
I saw his apology, and he didn't say what he was apologizing for, but he was like, yeah, it's a sensibility that I've always had, and I'm learning that, you know, I was wrong, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably just had to, you know, apologize like Dave Letterman. Letterman probably taught him how to apologize.
Yeah, he really did one of the best apologies ever, Letterman, that is.
No question. No question. It was awesome. It was awesome. I loved it. It was awesome. It's my favorite episode of Letterman, actually. I watch it all the time. I watch that monologue. It's fucking so sick.
Have you ever heard of a ganglion cyst?
I have. I have no idea what it is, though.
I think it's this. On my wrist. On my wrist.
I was not expecting that. Okay.
Do you see that bump?
Yes.
So, a ganglion cyst, is for those squishy? Of you listening, I mean, you can push on it. I don't know. What do you? Is it kind of hard? No, it doesn't hurt at all.
It kind of feels like the rest of your wrist, I guess.
Yeah. So,
I didn't feel a big difference.
They generally occur at your joints. It's like a bubble under your skin. And I guess it's some sheath of, what's it called, a tendon sheath, or something.
Make it sound like a condom.
Yeah, because it is. It's like a sheath of tendon stuff gets fluid in it, and it bubbles up.
What is a sheath exactly?
A bag. I don't know. You know? A bag type of thing, but it's not a bag. It's a
sheath.
It's a pocket.
I wouldn't want to get you too off topic on this cyst convo, because it is fascinating.
Okay.
But where do you think, why did I combine sheaths and condoms into a thought? Why did the sheath remind me of a condom?
Well, there's a condom, I think, just called sheath.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I only use Magnums.
Oh, God. Well, they probably make, yeah, oh, yeah, I guess. Is Magnum, does every brand make Magnum or just Trojan? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
But
I think just Trojan makes Magnums.
I think sheath is
everyone makes XL. I don't think it's like a. So, anyway, go on,
dude. Tell me, this might sound completely bizarre and be totally wrong, but I feel like Sheath is made of lambskin. And that's because
lambskin
people are allergic to latex. But how could it even be made of skin? I don't.
No, lambskin is a the other condom, which I learned from the movie Booty Call back in the day. But that was a good one. Yeah, there's lambskin condoms. I think they're effective in birth control, but not in STD.
Oh, gotcha.
Prevention, or maybe the other way around. I don't know. I don't know what part of a lamb's skin they're using and why they ever came up with that in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, how stretchy and could it be? It's kind of creepy. It's like an animal. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, what about a lamb? Is it what? A female?
It's a baby sheep.
A baby sheep.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow.
Poor little guy.
You're murdering a baby to not have a baby.
Exactly.
I wonder how many lambskin condoms you can make out of a single baby. Lamb. Lamb. I want to be clear. I'm talking about the animal.
That's so weird. Yeah. Ugh. Like, how do you shape it like that, too? It's skin. You can't melt it. Is it sewn together?
I don't think.
How horrific.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I don't think.
It is just like a, it seems like rubber. I feel like I've used it. I feel like I bought a 3-pack and one of them was lambskin or something.
What, like a variety pack?
Yeah, seriously. It was like
one flavor, not like I wanted strawberry.
Not because I wanted to sample, but it was just like the cheapest pack of 36 or something.
One's ribbed, one's strawberry flavored, one's lambskin.
Exactly. All right, so ganglion cyst.
Sorry, yes, the sheath.
All right, so anyway, it's like a little cyst. It just has, you know, fluid in it. But it is kind of hard. I don't know. I looked it up, and it's called, well, first of all, I did get diagnosed by a teledoc on the webcam. He said it is a ganglion cyst. So I looked it up. It's called a Bible bump, too. Because in the old days, people would smash it with a Bible to get rid of it. Because it just pops. And I Googled that, and every doctor's saying don't do that. But I found on the National Institute of Health's website, NIH.gov, that blunt force is a legitimate way to fix your ganglion cyst. Like they also looked on YouTube, all these people like bashing their cyst and like popping it that way. And they interviewed these people and they did an actual scientific study and none of them had adverse of like reactions or anything.
Yeah.
It didn't always work. Like sometimes the cyst would come back.
Does it burst out of your skin?
No. It just flattens.
All of a sudden it just goes flat.
Yeah. Mine's on the palm side of my wrist, but a lot of them are on the backside of your wrist, so which is flat.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can mash that and it just kind of disappears.
Maybe.
But there's like a liquid under your skin and it takes a while for that to like soak into your body and shit, but
maybe
yeah.
That's what was going on at Paul Pelosi's house. He had a ganglion cyst all over his body.
Oh man, you are topical today. Did you just come from the newsroom?
I just got hired by The Daily Show. I've written writing for Trevor Noah. But that guy...
He's not using your jokes.
You don't think that's good? The guy.
No, your jokes are good is what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Man, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to hit it with a Bible?
I smashed it. I smashed it against that bench over there.
Ouch.
And it actually relieved pressure, and I thought I popped it, but as you can see, that was weeks ago now. It's still there.
How bad did that hurt smashing it?
It hurt a lot, and I thought, you know, I thought problem solved. I don't have to go to the doctor, but it's still there.
Do you, well, okay.
But I think I can just maybe not do anything
does
about
it.
And nobody...
But does it hurt now, just having it there?
No, that's the thing. Is it's kind of, it. What's the word when something doesn't cause any problems? It's benign.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just ugly, though. You can get rid of it if you think it doesn't look good or whatever. But before I smashed it, it was bigger.
Well, get a wrist tattoo.
Of a tear?
Of a tear, yeah. One giant tear. What do you think is the biggest tear someone's ever tattooed on themselves?
Oh, man. I'm thinking yin-yang sized, like huge.
Yin-yang can be any size.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You have only one size yin-yang in your head.
Yeah, and it's the size of your cheek.
You know that. Yin yang signs. You use yin yangs to measure.
Why did I say that? I don't know. That's just what I thought of.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. It doesn't make sense actually at all.
No.
All right, you ready to do some comics?
Let's do it.
Let's get into the strips.
So each episode we go head to head and try to find each of us bring a really funny comic strip to the table to find who's going to be the king strip of the week.
That's right.
And I think I've got a pretty good one. But what do you think, Cornell? You think you got a good chance?
I do.
Let's hear yours first.
Okay. All right. So this is the Fusco Brothers from November 15th, actually, a Wednesday, Tuesday. Mm. Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. and what we have here is this character is in a bunch of strips. I think it's a dog. It's a disturbing looking dog with eyebrows and everything. I'll show you. And anyway, the dog is looking with two question marks on either side of its head. And it's looking at this mouse hole, you know, stereotypical mouse hole in the ground. And there's a sign above the mouse hole that says, Tuesday is wet t-shirt contest night.
Oh, shit. This is rated PG-13.
I just thought it was really funny that mice are having a wet t-shirt contest in there.
Wow, that's the whole strip.
That's the whole strip.
That is pretty fucking bizarre. Holy shit. It's funny. Yep.
It's good. It's a good one.
Is that a... Do they release something every day? What was the name of the comic?
Fusco Brothers or Fusco Brothers. F-U-S-C-O.
It looks like a Far Side type of thing. Do they have a different characters like for each panel?
They do. They have really dumb looking guys. One guy's wearing a backwards Kangol. They have like long faces. And they're like usually like sitting at a bar and drinking a martini and stuff. They look pretty stupid. I don't enjoy
I'm seeing you go
style.
Through it, though, and I do see, it's usually different characters just to make the, for the sake of the joke, like Far Side.
But kind of the same characters show up, too. It's like they have their own core group of, like, five or six characters. And they're either on their own or there's, like, you know, they're with each other.
Gotcha. Its own world.
Yes.
The Fusco universe.
Exactly. All right, you're up.
All right.
I feel like mine didn't do great, by the way.
I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out if mine's better. All right. Well, let's see. I think you usually don't check Garfield, so I got a Garfield if you want to
do
it.
I don't do my research.
All right. So this Odie is starring in this one.
Okay, I like that.
He's watching TV. I just noticed, by the way, the TV is like a weird flat screen, like my iMac that he's watching.
Yeah, you don't watch TV on an iMac?
I do, actually, but that's so strange to see in Garfield. Anyway.
That is really weird.
You know,
but, hey, it's 2022.
Yeah, why not?
Odie can have an iMac.
The TV says, bark, bark. What's that, Lassie? Bark, bark. What? What does Odie say?
Geez, is the owner deaf? His kid is drowning.
Oh, that would have been funnier.
What does Odie say?
He's incredulous and he says, bark, bark!
Oh, I get it. That's funny.
You smiled.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right.
I like that
so
one.
So between the Garfield one and the wet t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because we're both the judges, and we both picked our own. You know, we all both picked a comic, and we're both the judges. One of us has to be a total beta cuck right now.
Oh, I was going to go for yours until you said that.
It's hard for us two alpha dogs in the alpha dog pound. This is like the ultra maximum security.
Well, not the pound.
The ultra maximum security dog pound because we're that fucking hardcore alpha.
Dog park.
Oh, the dog
Welcome
park.
Welcome to the
wow,
dog
wow,
park.
Wow, wow.
By the way, do you not like corn dog as a nickname?
Oh, corn dog. I forget that it's corn dog. I don't care.
No, you don't have to. You can do whatever you want. I just noticed you say sea dog.
I just say sea dog because I think, wait, you're L dog. That means I'm sea dog.
Oh, gotcha.
But I forget corn dog, which works perfectly.
Yeah, I just like corn dog.
No, corn dog makes sense. Remind me. I'll well, get it right. Did, yeah, but in the moment, Logan, not a whole podcast later.
Yes, sir. So...
Uh-huh. Go on. You're going to read Calvin and Hobbes.
You know what?
I'm so
confident and I'm such an alpha
wow.
that I can admit when yours
Ooh,
is funnier.
Look at this Take Charge podcast co-host. Oh, my God. All right.
Nah, dude, I think what t-shirt contest.
What are you, a horse right now? You're making me so horny.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. That was funny. That was a good callback, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, he gave me a groan. He didn't give me a laugh.
That was to make you laugh.
Oh. I was laughing at my own joke. I don't listen to what you say. When I make a funny, I'm laughing at all me, baby.
I've noticed.
See what I mean? Okay, you made me laugh. Damn it. I told myself I wasn't going to laugh this episode.
Wow, you failed that.
Tell me about. Well, I said too many funny things. What can I say?
Right. That's all you laughed at was your own.
Here I go again. I'm not trying to do it. It's something I actually do really do. I laugh at my jokes. But not anymore. I'm not going to make a joke. Don't Logan.
Wow, that was easy.
You're trying to
I was horse. Like, I'm just going to look at him till he laughs.
And you're raising
really
your
happened.
Eyebrows like some sort of sexy horse. It was confusing to me. Wow, you're good at that. Okay. Anyway, you're so confident that you're going to give me the points for my funny comic because you're such
an
alpha.
I'm giving you my vote, but what's your vote?
I'm such a beta cuck, I'm going to vote for myself. I win. Yes.
All right. So next week we'll bring in two more to see if they can be funnier than a whip t-shirt contest in a mouse hole.
Yes. Are we going to do that or am I going to read the new Fusco Brothers? Look for the new one from this week.
What would you rather do?
Well, I guess we'll see next week. So you gotta tune into the next episode to find out.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It looked like you were gonna read Calvin and Hobbes, or is that not gonna happen anymore?
That was like an accident. I like accidentally opened all my windows and then I just clicked on one.
Okay, yeah, because he's not even making new comics anyway, that guy.
Oh, isn't he?
No way. No, Calvin.
It says 11/15 in the little corner of the panel. But that could have been any year, I guess.
Well, I don't think... Wait, you have a... Speaking of, first off, we need to figure that out, because I don't think he's been making comics for a long time. But you have a fucking factoid to drop on our heads. Where the hell has that been?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was supposed to be at the beginning.
It's okay. Bring it in at the end. We are still figuring out the format that our fans love. Because this, I guess, would be the first episode.
Right. Well, I got some, you know, to keep with the comic book theme, I got some factoids on Snoopy.
Excellent.
To
keep on the comic book theme? You mean the theme of our entire podcast?
The comic strip is what I meant to say.
What else? I don't want you to look up a factoid that has nothing to do with comics. This is the comic strip podcast.
You're right. I was just trying to be an announcer guy, I guess.
Well, we did.
To keep on the subject.
That's not something I've ever heard an announcer say.
I learned that in broadcasting school. Constantly remind people what the subject is.
Okay. To be fair, we did spend a lot of time talking about other things that weren't comics. So
exactly.
We haven't kept to anything. Maybe we need you to say that through an entire episode. Now all of a sudden we're keeping on a theme, and I'm upset that we haven't been on theme. It doesn't make sense. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Let's start the theme.
These are so boring now. Charles Schulz's dog.
Our fucking audience has listened to us for 55 minutes waiting for this moment, Logan. So try and go back to announcer school for 1 second and deliver it like
Charles Schulz's dog Spike influenced Snoopy.
Oh my God.
Snoopy was almost named Sniffy.
Okay, wait. All right, that one I like. Almost named Sniffy? Is that what you said? Sniffy.
Yeah, but you know what? I had... Never mind. So,
what? You had other facts?
Yeah, I had two lists of facts, and I pulled up the one I didn't want to read. I'm such an ass. A jackass.
Oh, like...
But the first... Ooh, the first...
Okay.
The first fact was the same in both lists. That is his, the Schulz dog name was Spike, and that's who inspired Snoopy.
Okay.
Fact number two.
Well, how did it lie on top of a doghouse and pretend to fly? Did it fly its doghouse around like a fighter jet?
You know, that's just the most boring fact because obviously he had a dog and he liked it, and it's modeled after his dog.
Right.
Just like Garfield.
Right, modeled after or, Charles Schulz's dog, right.
Right, or just like Marmaduke, modeled after Schulz's dog.
Yeah, right. They almost but named this is Marmaduke Snorty.
I think this is interesting.
Okay.
Snoopy didn't verbalize his thoughts until 2 years after he first appeared in the strip.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I did think that was cool. Although when I just now said it, I realized, oh yeah, he doesn't talk anyway.
He just goes,
rah, rah, rah. Yeah, he doesn't even really bark. He like makes a weird noise.
But he does think.
Yeah, and he imagines himself fighting in World War I or whatever.
Right, but we can see his thoughts. Like you can in the comic strip, right?
Says he didn't verbalize his thoughts until 2 years after he first appeared. He has taken a speaking role only twice. Despite having lines in the comic strips themselves.
There we go.
The only sounds to come out of Snoopy for the first 20 years he was on television were strange sounding growls and laughs.
I don't know. We're kind of puttering out to an end here. We need a big finish.
I think we smoked too much or something.
We just need a big finish.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Logan. I think I've set up my co-host very well. Please take the stage.
Oh crap! I can't.
It's okay.
When you said take the stage, I was about to sing.
Logan, go with your instincts. That would have been
you. You gave your love to me softly. I heard your heart beating true.
Yes.
What are the words?
I don't know what song that is. But now.
We had just one night, but it lingers on and on and on. You gave your love to me softly. Whoa, la, 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 you sang to me. Baby, don't you cry. Put your arms around me, child, and stay with me tonight.
Yeah.
La, la, la. La la la, uh-huh. La 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 na 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 na. Woo!
Good night.
Good night. That didn't rile you up the way I thought it would.
What are you talking about? I loved it. I was waiting for the time to sign off.
You woke up and said good night.
I meant like a goodbye. I kind of blew the moment.
Good night, everybody. Yes.
Podcast.